Hey y'all, this is Dave McElroy, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Well, I hate the feel of Sundays here in this empty house, and I hate the sound of someday we'll work it out. Cause we don't, we won't, and we never ever do. You don't care if I'm not there and I'm thinking about you. It ain't wrong, we've been on, and it's what we gotta do. I in love will find somebody new without you. Well, I hate the feel of payday when I've got nowhere else to be. All the money that I save, spend on you and me someday. I'll spend it all on me. But I don't, and I won't, and I never ever do. You don't care if I'm not there, I'm not thinking about you. It ain't wrong, been on, and it's what we gotta do. I in love will find somebody new without you. I didn't know what love was without you. I can fall in love again, but I won't, and I don't, and I never ever do. You don't care if I'm not there and I'm thinking about you. But I don't, and I won't, and I never ever do. You don't care if I'm not there and I'm thinking about you. It ain't wrong, been on, and it's what we gotta do. I in love will find somebody new. I'll find another us, and I'm sure you will too. Without you, without you.
Hi, I'm Dave McElroy. Lee, thank you again for having me on the show. It's been an absolute blast to see you. You're one of my favorite people in Europe. And, man, it's a real exciting time right now. We're releasing my new single. I wrote it with Bridget Tatum, who's written, you know, multiple top tens and number ones. She wrote She's Country for Jason Aldean, and two of us collaborated and wrote a really great tune. We're excited. It's just about summer love and all the fun things that young love, you know, couples in love do. You know, it's about their kind of their journey, their experience, and it's a real upbeat, positive summer tune. And it's been a lot of fun so far getting it out there, talking about it, and I don't know, people seem to be enjoying it, so that's good. And we appreciate your support and playing it.
Is there an album coming up behind it?
Absolutely. So we've got six songs in the can right now. And we're going to do another five songs. So we're going to probably release one more. It's a kind of a rockin' anthem, middle of the summer. And then in the spring, we're going to release the next single, and then the whole album is going to go out in the spring.
Right. Because you've also signed to a new management, haven't you, since
you last spoke? Yes, absolutely. Yes. It's a beautiful thing. I'm now, you know, with Dolly Parton's a manager, which is awesome. And Danny is a beast. He's just a great guy. He's amazing at what he does, and he's really helping direct the ship and take things to the next level, which has been really fun.
You going to do any Dolly dates?
Oh, I wish. I mean, if that happens, I'd be the happiest man alive. That'd be so great. She is so special to me. I mean, there's a woman who came from nothing. When they say dirt poor, it's literally dirt poor. Like, she had holes in the floor of her house, and dirt from underneath was showing through, and she worked and clawed her way out of it, but never forgot who she was and never forgot where she came from. You know what I mean? And she's a shrewd, as sweet and as beautiful as she is a shrewd businesswoman. I'm very intelligent. It's just, I've got so much respect for her. It's great. So if I ended up, they'd deem it that I would go out with her, I would love it. It'd be great.
Brilliant. Well, when next time she does a world tour, be the support.
Oh, I'd love to be a support for Nelly. That'd be the best.
You come from Fargo country.
Yes, up north. And it is cold up there. It was negative 18 degrees Celsius the other day. So, I mean, it was like that for a whole week, you know, where we just had this wicked cold snap, and it's so bad. But, you know, it's just like people live in Arizona where it's so hot, and they start their car up before they go out there so we can cool down. Well, we do the same thing in the north. We just warm ours up, you know. And it's all about layers, buddy, lots of layers.
You don't talk like the people out of Fargo.
No, oh, come on now. They made that so over the top. It's like, oh, yeah, you know, yeah.
It's a bit like when you see an English movie, especially when the Americans make it.
Oh, yeah.
You know, we got this real old-fashioned English accent. None of us speak like that.
Yeah, it's either Old English or Cockney.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you bought you. It's like, come on, that's not over his face.
I think Dick Van Dyke finished it for everybody.
Yeah, he ruined it, didn't he? That's awesome. They, my old roommate from college was from Cardiff, South Wales, you know, and he had a fairly decent accent, but not Old English, you know what I mean? So, yeah, that's great. More Monty Python than Old English. Or who was the other great one?
No, Benny Hill.
Benny Hill. Oh, we used to, when we were kids, they used to show the reruns of Benny Hill on TV. And we would sneak and watch it. You know, because sometimes it was inappropriate. Mom and Dad didn't want to see it. So we'd sneak and watch it, and then we'd turn the channel quick if they came down. It was always a good laugh.
It was quite risky.
Yes, it was.
Especially for kids.
Yeah. Well, we were teenagers. Yeah, you know, yeah. But yours is different than in America. So you guys had nudity, I think, on his show in Europe, but not here in America. Because that's not allowed on TV.
Really?
Yeah. So it was risque, but not to the extent that it was for you guys. It's much toned down from that. So, yeah. So, Lee, I've got to get over this summer. We've got to do a tour. We've got so many fans across Europe. It's unbelievable how many fans we've got that show up on my Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. And we just got to get over there. I'll make it happen. We'll get over there.
Good. So is there any tours lined up for this year?
Oh, man, we've got a series of festivals and fairs. And so we're opening up, you know, for people like Dierks Bentley. And got one we're going to open up for Luke Bryant. And then a whole variety of other artists. And then some that I'm headlining. And so, yeah, it's going to be a fun summer. Really fun. Yeah, we're going to be promoting the heck out of these songs, so it'll be fun.
So once again, what's the single called?
It's called Nowhere With You.
And we'll play that right now.
Awesome. Thank you, Lee.
David, thank you.
Yeah, have a great day, buddy. Hey, y'all, this is Dave McElroy, and you're listening to Lee Williams.
Well, the beer's ice cold. And I don't really want to drink it without you, baby. Got a little get gone. Sitting in the tank of my red Chevy. Wherever you want to get to, I want to get to. Like Steve McQueen running a fast machine with you. You take it back to Talladega. Burning down a back road. One that goes on and on and on. Swirling memories in the left lane. Singing on some George Strait. Girl, you know the words to every song. Destination on the down low. We don't really ever know or even have a freaking clue. But girl, I don't care. Long as getting somewhere means getting somewhere. I know where we're legs. Got a tan running all the way up to the tip top dashboard dance. Passenger seat inside me when the bass drops. Wherever you wanna get to, I wanna get to. Oh, yeah. Take it back to Talladega. Burning down a back road. Well, it goes on and on and on. Swirling memories in the left lane. Singing on some George Strait. Girl, you know the words to every song. Destination on the down low. We don't really ever know or even have a freaking clue. But girl, I don't care. Long as getting somewhere means hitting somewhere. I know where with you.
take you back to Talladega, burning down a back road, one that goes on and on and on. Swerving memories in the left lane, singing on some George Strait, girl, you know the words to every song. Take you back to Talladega, burning down a back road, one that goes on and on and on. Swerving memories in the left lane, singing on some George Strait, girl, you know the words to every song. Destination on the down low, we don't really ever know or even have a freaking clue. But girl, I don't care, long as getting somewhere means getting somewhere I know.